Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's guest, a regular at Stand Up New York, performed as a new face at the Montreal Just for Laughs Festival, has appeared on Comedy Central's Roast Battle, your favorite and mine, James Patrick McDade.
Hello.
How you doing, JP?
I'm good, Keith. How you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. What I like most about your fan page, by the way, on Instagram is that, you know what? It engages me. Bill Burr's fan page never engaged me. Okay. So I get this, I get a message and it says, thanks for being my fan. And that's nice. I am.
Oh God.
I'm sorry for not responding back on time. I was kind of a little bit busy. Now I don't remember writing, but that's okay. Okay. How are you doing at this peaceful moment? Now it doesn't sound like your tone, but all right. You can't always be on, right? I hope cool. I'm only having a random check on my fan page before I come across your profile and want to say thank you again.
As soon as you stop find a grammatical error, please let me know. You haven't. It's all been flawless so far.
I am partnering with Charlize Theron, Africa Outreach Project, and some other charity homes. We are looking forward to your support and also employ those who are ready to work with us. I happen to be a fan of Charlize Theron's. I think she's funny. Obviously beautiful, and those are my two favorite things. So I'm on board. So I said, how may I help? And you said, what did you say? You remember?
Give me your social security number.
Right. And so I did that. I don't know how this is helping you, but what is this project?
You have to trust the process. Me and Charlene are figuring it out, and we're going to fix Africa.
Right.
And I figured the best way to do this was send a very poorly worded message to everyone who's ever liked a post of mine on Instagram and bother them and do it from a fan page that is disturbing and weird.
But it has to be a little flattering because it's not that your account was hacked. It's a whole made up fan page.
That's the part that's even more bizarre. It's like someone thought their way in to pull off some kind of scam where they fish people for their information is, let me make a fake fan page of noted celebrity JP McDade.
Right.
The very famous, very trustworthy.
I believed it. I got a message from you today.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, oh, this is so nice. He's being extra friendly. He's on his way over. He could have texted me, but okay, DM. And then
so you
I'm
just
like,
got this?
I got it today. Yeah. Yeah, I got it. And it was right after, it was right around the time that you and I were about to talk anyway. I don't know. And I was just like, oh, that's so nice. And then I thought, oh, wait a minute. This is what they talk about, how people slide into DMs. Mm-hmm. So I go, because I was about to respond. I'm like, oh, hey, JP. Nice to hear from you. And then I go, oh my God, am I asking JP for sex? Am I responding to his sliding to my DM things?
That's great that I already had your phone number and then I was sliding into your DM.
Because when you text, nobody knows nowadays, is it sexual, is it not? But when it's like, hey, DM.
Let's make this official and take it over to Instagram.
But people have done that. They, people who I have their phone number, they'll DM me on Twitter or on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I don't get it until a month later a lot of times. You know, all of a sudden I'll see the dot and I go, oh, shit. And I just respond to like a month's worth of shit. And so, oh, look, I saw it on time. He's being extra friendly. Right. I mean, this is not necessary. I'm about to see you in 2 hours, but okay.
Yeah. So in case it's not clear for the listeners, someone created a fake fan account for me with my picture from Instagram and everything. And they're hitting people up in the DMs to get information out of them and like fish them for their photos or whatever. And I reported them to Instagram. Like 60 other people have done so as well. And it's just not going away.
Do you know? Because I imagine some people who got your picture and message are like, oh my God, this is so exciting. I have a crush on you too. No. I mean, that could happen, right? Imagine if you wrote to 100 people, mm-hmm. someone's going to be like, yes.
That's what the pickup artist taught me. It's a numbers game, JP. And now you have to see if you can buy this account.
I learned that from Boomhauer on King of the Hill.
Right.
Remember that episode where Bobby finds his whole scheme? He just goes up to women at department stores.
By the way, that reminds me of a tweet I saw of yours where you mention MoviePass. And you say, I was saved from ever getting MoviePass by something I call my Hank Hill instinct.
Yeah. Does that resonate? Do people get that? Do people know what a Hank Hill instinct is when I say that?
I want to know very bad, but I've never seen an episode of that show.
Oh, you're in for a treat. You're in for a treat. Next time you're like, I don't know, hold up in your apartment.
But he can feel when people are scamming.
No, just like just being hyper skeptical of something that seems too good or like too fancy.
Right.
It's like this new contraption movie pass. I got a sense from it. I was like, I don't know about this one.
Now, people are laughing at it. It's making the news that they're losing money left and right. They just borrowed literally $5 million the other day because the app crashed, whatever that means. I'm a big fan of MoviePass. I use it all the time. Sure. What is it that somebody like you says, now, good thing I didn't get on board?
If it seems too good to be true,
but I would,
it ain't.
But you're not an investor. Like I would still get on board now. You just saw a movie. You paid $20, not $10. What is it that? Is everybody a businessman out there and they feel bad for MoviePass? What do I care?
That's been the weird reaction. Is people are like, no, MoviePass. Oh, we must save MoviePass. But it's like everyone saw this coming a couple months ago. Where it was like, how does this company make money? I paid 8 cents. To watch 45 movies this month, and that doesn't add. I guess they want you to buy popcorn, and that's how they make money.
Like, are people feeling like we're taking advantage of the mentally challenged? Like, I'm not gonna be part of this riffraff.
Yeah, MoviePass was started as a school project of second graders in Skokie, Illinois, and it's been their passion project for the last semester.
Yeah, to sign up. I don't get it. No, what are you gonna be left with? Losing $10 somehow? Because you won't. You just won't.
Do they sell it at the movie theater? You have to think ahead is the only thing that I can think of.
You have to log in and put your credit card in like you do anything else.
Oh, that's it?
That's it.
Oh.
What do you think you do? Go to dinner with Johnny Movie Pass? What do people think you do? I think it's just I think we all don't want to do one more thing. And this is an excuse to be lazy.
I would hesitate to burn that bridge with John Movie Pass. But that aside,
I just don't get it. By the way, the other day we were talking about these people that leave movies early, not just missing a bonus scene to a movie that you know is going to have a bonus scene.
People who walk out.
People that walk out during a true story, fictionalized, but with actors, but a true story. And then immediately at the end of the movie, you're not waiting for credits. There's nothing you're waiting for. Immediately, they show you pictures and facts of the real life people. And I sit around people that were crying, were moved, can't believe these firefighters risked their lives and died. And then as soon as the real pictures of the real people come up, they go, yeah, I get the point. Bye. See you later.
That's a very interesting part. Like once you see the real people, you start going, oh, they picked those actors. I don't know. This is what they really look like. You start putting the whole story together in real people.
And if I'm half crying, then let me see their family and let me fully cry.
Yeah. I want to read. I would rather someone else read it to me, but I want to read what they're about and what the real thing is.
I don't understand it. And so I put the poll up on the forums the other day. Are you as confused as Keith regarding movies with bonus scenes and the people who skip them? And I'll go right now. KeithandtheGirl.com/forums. I click on the poll. 67% say, yes, I'm confused. 33% say, no, I'm not confused. And so I look at some people that I get the vibe that they press no. Finger Lake says, why would I waste my time on those things? They're usually spoiled by blogs or Twitter before the movie even comes out.
Wow.
I don't sit another 10 minutes watching the credits roll for a gag that lasts between 5 and 15 seconds. In general, I get out early. Be the first to the bathroom or first on the escalator before the slow idiots get on.
Okay, so I thought of that. I thought of you got to go to the bathroom first. But the thing is if you wait until after the credits, the bathroom's all yours.
Right. I never have a bathroom problem.
I have a bathroom problem where it's like, oh my God, I waited this long to pee, so I'm going to go run out. Maybe I'll come back in, but...
Don't got to shuffle behind idiots in the dark when the whole theater leaves at the same time.
That's why I wait until the last person to leave an airplane also.
But everybody leaves early. You're leaving with the idiots.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think you're leaving with the idiots. I think if you stay behind, you'll have a clearance.
I wouldn't do
it. I love being one of the idiots.
Really?
I don't have enough patience to sit there and I have to like cram if it's a plane or if it's a movie. Well, that person who was talking about like waiting around for the end of the credits to see that last little gag, I think they're talking about Marvel movies.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Yeah. Don't got to shuffle behind idiots in the dark when the whole theater leaves at the same time. I wouldn't do it for a movie that had actual important things to show at the end, like plot or real life counterpoints to the cast, but a superhero thing that'll just show an actor or a symbol. Who cares? then this is what I'm saying. And I promise you that Finger Legs voted no. This is
here's why I think people do this. You know, you see the credits, that's like a Pavlov thing where it's like your cue to leave, you know. Mm-hmm. And I agree with him that if you have one of those movies where there's like real people, it's super distracting when you find out that they've been cast as someone way too hot to play them. And it's especially if it's like a bad person, but that's beyond the point. And I think people just, I know I love just leaving places. That's the best. I'd love to just get up and be out of wherever I was.
That's a good point. I don't know why, but that's a good point.
You know, Bob Shepard, the old announcer for Yankee Stadium, mm-hmm. he was like the voice of God in Yankee Stadium for like 50 years. I did a little 60 minute segment on him, and he's announcing names during the game. And in the bottom of the ninth, he's like standing by the door, ready to go. And as soon as the game ends, he's like an 80-year-old man. He just runs for his Toyota Camry and is the first person out of the building flying off to Long Island. It's the greatest.
This is your hero.
Yeah. That was his job for decades.
You know what I think? I think people don't care. Like, the movies is something
you get that vibe?
But you don't care about the movie. I see movies, of course, with people in my house. And it can be like a date, right? We're sitting together watching this movie. And the woman's on her phone just fucking around. And then we'll go out somewhere and she has an opinion on the movie. You weren't watching it. If I'm at home, I pause it to go to the bathroom. I never leave early. I'm always on time. Don't Finger Legs tell me you're leaving movies early and then debate about my movie preferences. I watch it. How did Keith think about this movie in a way that he watched it?
You know, some people think that this podcast is Keith's passion project, but really, it's how people see movies. It's been going on for years. He still doesn't understand it.
You know what's big for me when I watch a movie? The ending. I'm one of those guys.
You know, ending.
I've been in movies with people and they get up, they go to the bathroom, they come back. I go, you missed. And they go, I don't care. Like, then why are we here?
I know who you're going to marry. It's going to be the perfect movie situation. Uh-huh. You're not going to believe how much popcorn they ate. It's going to be like the perfect amount of popcorn. They're going to get up at the perfect time and they're going to have perfect bathroom access and everything will be beautiful.
What is it like to be against me all the time when you don't even mean it? This is why we live in a world of shit.
It's fun.
All I'm saying is watch a movie and watch the end, especially when you don't have to wait for credits. And kind of this turning me into some kind of curmudgeon.
I tell you what it's like.
What?
It extra pushes you there and it's so funny.
Mm-hmm. Look, some people like to see the world burn. Who's our president? Bon appetit. You're no better.
You're so fun in the funniest way.
I did see the new Mission Impossible movie.
I feel like you just angrily set a roast duck in front of us and walked away as you were saying all that. And that's that. Bon appetit, motherfuckers.
I hope the rice is good, too. I did see the new Mission Impossible. Hemdo's laughing at me because if I don't like five of them, why would I see number six?
That's a good laugh.
But to me,
that's an appropriate laugh. He saw all five. Let's just reiterate. Uh-huh. JP, let's say there's a series. You hated the first one, but hey, everyone liked it. Maybe go see the second one. Hated it. Third, you're getting angry. You're just like, what's going on? Fourth, everyone's getting up at different times. It's bugging you out. The fifth one, you're fed up. The sixth one, you still go. And then you say that Chemda gets mad at you. Why are you going to see the movie and expects you to like it?
Keith's going to join a cult. Based on that pattern of behavior, I think you're going to get tricked.
Maybe this is his cult.
That's it.
He goes to the quote movie.
Oh, this is how Scientology gets people. Tom Cruise gets people to come back to these bizarre, these bad Mission Impossible movies over and over again. And they don't know why. Next thing they know, boom, they're standing on the corner.
He's convincing.
In Hollywood.
He might have something to say this time. Hender forgets that, yes, I saw five movies I didn't like. It was over a 20-year period.
That's worse.
That's half an hour a year.
That's worse because you're like, oh, maybe after 5 years of growth, they got a good scene together that lasts an hour.
Kenta also forgets that these movies have nothing to do with each other.
I think there are only dumb reasons to see Mission Impossible movies. Because when I was a kid, I remember I got excited about Mission Impossible 2 because they had Limp Bizkit in the soundtrack.
Right.
And I was like, this movie's gonna rule.
Now I know why you wanna hate me.
Exactly.
Dun, dun, yes. Dun, 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 dun.
Really?
Yeah, the song was good.
Sure. You should have known. Keith, I think you were old enough. JP, I'm giving you a pass. I think you're younger than us.
Old enough.
I was 41 at the time.
He was 41. I had the soundtrack.
I had that soundtrack on CD.
Is it just because Fred Durst matches your skin tones? Is that what you...
You know, he has thoughts. Sometimes he's angry. Sometimes he's angrier.
He transcends race, if that's what you're implying.
Yeah, the race.
He's a universally beloved figure.
Of pink. He turns pink in every fucking song.
So I see Mission Impossible 6.
Hmm.
It's great.
Wow.
It's great.
What does great mean? No, don't fall for it. JP, they please. Got him. Please. What does great mean?
It means good reasons every day, always tits. What do you mean, what does it mean?
Checkmate. Bon appetit.
Bon appetit. What does great mean?
Like, is a blowjob great?
Blowjobs are great.
Okay. So is this great, the movie, again?
Yeah, it's still great.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What was great about it that it wasn't great?
I got blown in the theater. But it's okay because I already read the book.
Okay, so what would you give the other five?
Not great.
But like a number system.
I don't remember. When I don't like something, I don't remember it.
Okay. And this,
I guess sometimes I date the same girl because I'm like, I didn't like you, but my brain doesn't save that information.
Oh, that's kind of sweet.
Mm-hmm. That's why you don't bother me, because I forget all about us.
I rely on that. That's why I feel comfortable saying whatever I want to you.
The action was great. I normally get bored shitless during car chases. I don't know what it is, but I can give a fuck. This had probably the best car chase I've ever seen.
Did your seat move like you were in the car?
No, but I move. I move like I'm on the bike.
Wait, so literally the car chases were better?
The car chases were were exciting. Him running and jumping off buildings seems lame, and you've seen it before. I was excited.
Are you only enjoying this to negate what I said?
Not at all. No.
Okay. Because I'll hate everything for you before you go so you can have the better time at the movies.
I thought it was great. Now, you would think Ethan Hawke would be fed up when everybody keeps thinking he's the bad guy. He'd be like, fuck off. Oh, I'm the good guy the whole time again? You know, you'd think that part would bother him. It was 2.5 hours long, a little too long.
Ooh, a little too long.
A little too long.
That's double too long.
And I'm highly intelligent, so I saw all the tricks coming. But maybe you're of average intelligence and you'll be surprised.
No judgment.
I told you I saw Skyscraper with The Rock, and I get The Rock is...
The thinking man's Mission Impossible.
I get that The Rock is very, very strong, but they made him a superhero. I didn't feel like they made Ethan Hunt a superhero, and that's a big... That goes a long way with me.
Oh, this whole time I thought we were talking about Ethan Hawke.
Sure.
You did say Ethan Hawke before.
Oh, okay.
I heard it too.
Oh, thank you. Honestly, I don't even know.
With him, that wouldn't matter if I said Hudson Hawke.
It didn't.
Right.
Did you see this movie?
No.
You have movie pass though? Oh, no, you don't have movie.
Okay. I held out.
That's why.
No, I mean,
think I was just too, I didn't see enough movies where I thought I would warrant getting movie pass.
That if you really see it. One, JP.
I know.
One.
I didn't do the math. But I'm playing it off now like I did something smart.
Right. Now, what I liked is for the most part, one thing leading to the next thing wasn't ridiculous. Whereas in the early Mission Impossibles, they'd be like, all right, how do we find this guy? Well, it's 3:30, so he must be on 3rd Avenue and 30th Street. And then they go there, you know? We're looking for a guy named Max, and they type in max.com into a computer and goes to the next step. But this movie, I didn't think there was too much reaching.
You know what? After 6 movies, to enjoy one, that's somehow satisfying. You know, people date a lot and then only marry one person.
That's right.
Still seems satisfactory, so.
Yeah, why still date everybody? Everyone was shit.
Right. That's what movies are like dating.
Right.
Yes. That's his policy for seeing Mission Impossible movies. Is kiss a lot of frogs and then you find your prince.
Right. Sometimes you get high, sure.
Were you high?
Yeah, sure. I relapsed. But anyway, no, I was completely sober.
Mm. Opium.
A little opium, yeah.
He watched it lying on his side. That was what did the trick. So much better.
And Ving Rhames is in this new Mission Impossible also. And he was telling a story that he was returning to his house in Santa Monica, was watching TV, ESPN, if you're curious. There's a knock on his door, wearing only basketball shorts. He answers it. He says, quote, I get up, I open the door, and there's a red dot pointed at my face from a 9mm.
No.
And it's the cops, and they say, put up your hands.
I knew the cop showed up. I didn't know they were pointing a gun at him immediately.
Now he just walked and opened up the door. Literally, they're just standing there with a gun.
This dude doesn't look through a peephole.
The police, he
said. You just answer the door topless?
Well, he's in a nice house. You don't think there's going to be, you know, and he can take care of himself. He's a big guy.
He lived out a Dave Chappelle bit. Mm-hmm. It happened to him in real life. I'd love to make that joke, but it was made 15 years ago.
The police, he said, told him to open the door with one hand and exit the house. One officer kept a pistol trained on him as he walked outside, where Rames found another officer, the captain of police, and a police dog. Suddenly, one of the officers recognized Rames, not because he's an actor, but because the two men's high school-aged sons played against each other in basketball.
Oh, and that's why he's got beef.
Oh, it's you, Ving, from basketball. Of course.
From our kids, not just like playing.
Guys, and he's from the kids.
This just blows my mind, because how many cops show up to this guy's house? And cops, you can't tell me they don't know about the Arby's commercials, right? They've got to love Arby's.
He said to me, a woman called 911 and said a large black man was breaking into the house, and so we came. Santa Monica police confirmed the incident.
So they knock on the door, the burglar answers, and they think they did something cool.
Usually when you break up a burglary, the burglar goes right to the front door and opens it up.
He's like, what's up? I'm topless. I'm hanging out.
911, there's this burglar. He appears to be using a set of keys to break into this apartment, this house.
You know what? I remember moving into my new place, and you know, I have a bunch of keys come with it, and I'm like using every single key. It's so weird. I didn't even worry for a second police would stop me. And they
did this burglar get the garage door opener for this house and pull in?
The statement added that after the incident, the department launched a program called Meet Your Neighbors to address situations such as this.
Go fuck yourself.
That's the answer.
It's because they didn't recognize his face. That was the problem.
Meet your neighbors? People, do you know that they're treating us like kindergartners? Do you want to maybe ask yourself why?
Right. Though police apologized to Rames for the incident, he said it instilled in him fear for his children's safety. Quote, what if it was my son and he had a video game remote or something? And the police thought it was a gun, just like Trayvon Martin and a bag of Skittles. He's not wrong.
Also, when Kim Kardashian, I think, got robbed in Paris a few years ago, that was they were disguised as cops.
Right.
So, like, that's got to make you a little bit uneasy, too. Like, that could easily be someone disguised as a cop trying to knock over a nice house and, like,
yeah, what would I do? Cops trying to rob me, and I go, can I see your badge? And they show a badge. I'm like, you got anything else? I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Right.
What's a badge mean to me?
That's so scary that they just come out with their guns.
Yeah.
And it's LA. People have cop uniforms. Like, for, you can get a cop uniform somewhere, you know.
Just reading story after story about the people in charge being such idiots. Policemen, teachers, firemen.
Yeah.
Congressmen.
Doctors. Do you know that? Listen to this. The Journal of General Internal Medicine reports that physicians spend 11 seconds on average, 11 seconds listening to patients describe their reasons for visiting before interrupting them. And I've known that. I've had knee problems for a long time, and I'll see a doctor and say, with my knee, the bones are touched. Okay, very good. Okay.
And you just sounded like doctors to me.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, and I'm just like, how could that be everything? Don't you want to know what I eat and what I do and how I ruined it or what happened?
And I'll say, sometimes I'll stretch out my toes and I feel the pain shoot up to my knee. Is that related? They'd be like, no, I don't think so. And whatever I said is crazy to them, so they didn't bother writing it down. And I'm like, well, this is something that's happening and I don't see it on Google. What is it?
Yeah.
Well, you don't know. That sounds crazy to you. So you ignore that. And what else can we do?
Yeah. I've had, it's after my surgery and I went in to the surgeon because I got to go every 6 months. And they go, how you doing? And I tell them, I'm just like, hey, there are moments in the day where it just feels like I get kicked in the side.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just like, doesn't that blow your mind? And a lot of the times they go, we opened you up. You're going to feel different. And I go, but different this way or different a different way? I'm fine to feel different. Fine. I get to live. Somebody kicks me in the side every day. I'm into it.
Why do they act like there's never been complications? Yeah, I know. we gave you surgery.
Yeah. Can you just see if you left like a coin in there or something?
Right.
Your coin purse. I don't know. Something.
Oh, man. I left my Discman in there. Sorry about that.
I left my foot in there and it keeps kicking you.
I don't know why I still have that Discman or why I was using it during your surgery.
But obviously, I can't tell you about it now.
Do you remember, Keith?
You're probably fine.
Right.
You came to the hospital with me. You pushed me to go to the hospital. And after some time, we spent a couple hours there. The doctor kicked me out, sat me down and said, do you think maybe, you know, you might just be feeling it because this has to do with your, you're just getting like PTSD or something like that.
And PTSD from surgery. So maybe you have trouble breathing.
Like that's how I came into the hospital anyway. Yeah. So I go, you know, I totally thought of that and that really could be, but here are other, and she goes, yeah. Like, no, I'm agreeing with you in
you
order
to- You gave me enough for, yeah.
Yeah, like I'm agreeing with you in order to indicate I have considered that and I'm considering your thoughts, now consider my thoughts. And it was over. It was just over.
Right.
What am I doing here? You think I just came into the hospital with ghost pain?
Right. A first responder, a son of City Fire Commissioner Salvador Cassano, has unleashed a sickening slew of tweets. This is some time ago, but I'll tell you why I'm bringing it up now, of course. What if I don't tell you? All right, I'll tell you. Unleashed a sickening slew of tweets that target everyone from Jews to blacks to the poor. He was 23 years old. He was an FDNY EMT, and he wanted to become a firefighter. Okay, he is a firefighter now, but at the time, he's an EMT.
Why do people who feel this way want to rescue people?
Right.
I don't understand. Why do you even want to work with people?
Because that's a program that the EMS has. The more lives you save, you get to be as racist as you want online. They let you do it. They write you a permission slip, and you get to, if you, you know, perform CPR on someone, you get to throw around a couple slurs.
Oh, that makes sense, because like you saved a life, so you get to shit on one.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you for clearing that up.
Getting sick of picking up all these Obama lovers and taking them to the hospital because their Medicare pays for an ambulance and not a cab.
That's your job, though, so now you get paid.
Gotta love people with an iPhone 5 and brand new Jordans whip out their benefits card. Fuck Obama. Hashtag I paid for your stuff.
Wow.
Got kicked in the shin by a drunk and had to carry a 275-pound guy down 5 flights of stairs. My job is the worst. Hashtag year and a half to go. Who would be following you other than your coworkers? Before last note, let's see. He said he'll move to Scotland if Obama was reelected. On Martin Luther King Day, he
Why
posted...
Why isn't he in Scotland?
Well, come on. I mean, he didn't think that one through. On Martin Luther King Jr. Day, he posted, MLK could go kick rocks for all I care, but thanks for the time and a half today. EMS members get fast tracks to being an FDNY firefighter. That's why he was in the EMT. I regret some of the comments that were offensive, he said at the time, especially since I enjoy my job and treat every patient with great care and respect. I'm the furthest from someone that thinks this way.
Still haven't gotten to an apology yet. He's just like,
right.
Don't fire me.
It's so funny because waiters will do this. They'll be like, fuck this person who just came in and blah, blah, blah. But then when they get caught and fired, they don't go, I love all my customers. I love every single one of them.
Newsflash to half of the island, he writes. You're white. Stop talking like you're a schwug. Derogatory for black.
Schwug.
That's a new one.
I saw a sick Jew walking on Bloomingdale and thought of you, he wrote to one of his friends.
He's like, see, I have Jewish friends. This is fine.
I like Jews as much as Hitler. Hashtag too far, ? Nope.
Oh, he answered it?
Yeah, he answered it.
Oh, okay. In case we were confused.
Here's another one.
He's going to be like, that one was taken out of context.
Right? Dude, you said all sides in your tweet. I love boob jobs. I wish every girl in America were forced to get one once they turn 18.
Oh, man. This guy's going for the royal flush.
I'll vote in the presidential election when a candidate's main purpose is to make breast enhancement surgery free to all who want it.
Ugh, finally, a feminist.
Right.
He's body positive.
So all that happens, he ends up getting that FDNY job after all.
Well,
yeah.
Now he's decided to only be racist against fire. He's directed it toward the flames.
And again, he's the son of the ex-commissioner. His name is Joseph Cassano, a former city fire commissioner's son who was charged in June with defecating on a stranger's lawn furniture during a drunken night in New Jersey, is back at his FDNY job.
Wait. So he shat on his friend's lawn furniture, but he got arrested, right?
It's not his friend's, but since entering into...
But I'm just thinking, you know, people shit on their friend's stuff, you know, here and again. Like, you have bad nights, but...
What?
Your friend... I'm saying your
friend... Look into Henda.
Your friends don't call the cops on you when you do drunken, stupid shit. You go, hey, you're coming back here tomorrow to clean it up.
You added that it's a friend.
Oh, he just picked a lawn chair.
It's a stranger, supposedly.
Oh, well, he's not being friendly anymore.
Since entering into a plea deal on July 10th, in which he admitted to littering...
With his poop?
He has returned to work as a probationary firefighter. He served a 30-day suspension after his bust last month on charges of criminal trespass and criminal mischief. Police said he pooped on the lawn chair and sidewalk of a residence before stumbling into the garage and passing out drunk. He paid a $4,000 fine. He admitted to violating two municipal ordinances, noise and littering. Hey, what are we talking about here, noise?
We woke up the neighbors.
Right. He resigned from his job as a city EMT in 2013. After those Twitter comments, the city rehired him as an EMT in 2015, and then he was promoted in April as a firefighter. So he's back as a firefighter. You don't get these jobs anymore. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying I want to be a firefighter, but I promise there are people out there that do. You don't get it anymore. You don't get to be a mailman anymore when I catch you stealing my tomatoes. Another true story.
Ooh. Yeah, you don't get to be in a service position because you don't know how to serve.
Well, you don't get those sweet benefits. I mean, being a firefighter is an extremely hard job, and of course, being an EMT is too. But these are like really steady jobs with good benefits that you can get a pension from one day. And it's like... You know, there are plenty of people who don't fuck up like that and aren't that stupid who can do those jobs. So, you know.
Those jobs have a waiting list. They're coveted.
People are dying to get those jobs.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of them are handed down like through nepotism and connections and shit like that.
Because it's a boys club in there.
Guy is Exhibit A.
Yeah, I don't know about EMS, but I know firefighters.
Firefighters for sure.
Yeah.
This guy's going to get a parade in Staten Island for all this shit.
Right. Here's the story I was talking about. Rob and Paula said they noticed in June that produce was going missing from the tomato and strawberry plants outside their home in a Montreal suburb. They suspected it was the squirrel. We had a full set of tomatoes, and then all of a sudden the tomatoes started going down. We didn't take any ourselves. We thought it was the squirrels. The family checked their home security cameras and made a startling discovery. Their post office worker was taking all the produce.
Like in a basket, or, you know, he just got hungry on his route and he's eating a tomato.
Enough for them to notice it was missing.
Every day he ate a tomato.
The couple said they don't want the postman fired, but they would like an apology for the rude behavior.
They're being really sweet.
Quote, it would have been okay if he took a couple as a quick snack, or let us know as a joke he took a couple and they tasted great. She just wants a compliment on her work. But he took so many and did not notify us that there were pretty much nothing left for us to eat.
This is such a nice couple.
He said they said they'll forgive the mailman if they offer to replace the plants or bring them some tomato sauce or strawberry pie.
Oh my God, how quaint is this? Now, okay, if you bring us sauce, but it's got to be the fresh kind with the really good olive oil.
No matter what this couple says, you need to be fired as a mailman.
Yeah, because you crossed fired. Lines. Yeah.
You did cross a line.
Yeah.
Instead of giving me things, we're doing the opposite. Canada Post says a supervisor has apologized in person to the Montreal woman whose tomatoes were being stolen.
What kind of day was that supervisor having?
Right.
Ugh, at 1 o'clock, I have an appointment to go apologize for an employee.
And I'm not joking, the supervisor brought tomatoes for her.
Smart.
Right.
But were they the good kind on the vine?
They did not answer if the mailman in question would still be on the same route, but they have said no, his behavior was not appropriate.
I'm quitting my job immediately if I get caught doing something like that.
Right.
Such a dumb crime. That's embarrassing.
Right, I would ask to switch my route. I had enough of the tomatoes. Right.
The cops are like, so you just ate a tomato like an apple? You just bit into it? Is that what you did?
And I understand this is Canada and they're nicer, but this conversation.
Oh, no, these are the French Canadian. These people are assholes. Thank you.
The conversation between the supervisor and the main guy, and the supervisor hearing that the main guy feels bad, it never happened. The guy was fired, and they told, I'm guessing, but I see the guy was fired, and they told the couple that he's gone a different route. Because what is the couple supposed to do? First of all, you're telling me my only choice is to publicly say you're going to be fired, then somehow I'm a piece of shit because you just wanted tomatoes.
Right.
Right? Or what? You keep coming around and I see your face? No, you act like you tell me nothing bad happened and I have a guy on a different route. And behind the scenes, you fire him. It's the end. Promise no more stealing. Yeah, my only thing was tomatoes and I'm done with that.
I love the kind of corruption they have up there.
Right.
That's great. In America, it's like these cops embezzled $90,000 from the retirement fund.
But these guys made a huge mistake. They put him on a different route, but he's on like the corn route now.
Right.
Yeah, he's all you can casing eat. Other joints.
Yeah.
I used as to, we speak. You'd go to his parties as a coworker, and they're always the best tomato and strawberries. And now I go there to fresh corn.
So nice. I'm into this. I want to be a male person now.
You're fired. A Queens teacher caught in a dark classroom with a girl student sitting on his lap still has his job, getting paid $90,000 a year. What? He's 36, a biology teacher, was removed from the school after the incident. At a disciplinary hearing, he claimed the girl had asked to speak with him privately about personal problems, you know.
And I don't know how to control myself. She suddenly found herself on my lap, and I didn't want to make her feel uncomfortable.
Classrooms famously don't have enough seats in them. So, what choice did he have? To sit her down?
She wanted the lights out because, quote, she had a headache.
So?
Well, it was hurting her head. So we were going to talk about personal problems. Just turn the lights off for
and
a second.
And I put a blindfold on her. And
her she had a migraine. Yeah.
A suspicious dean quickly unlocked the classroom door and
unlocked,
barged in.
Which means it was locked.
Yes, she said she wanted privacy. She was. I already said she's talking about personal problems. Let me write it on the chalkboard. Personal. We have a teacher's lounge. Personal. In the classroom, I locked the door. Personal.
On my lap. Personal. My dick. Personal.
She was the superintendent is a woman. She was trying to catch the teacher red-handed. She testified that she saw the teacher's legs wide apart and the girl standing between his legs. The teacher's name is Farzad Gelichkani. He testified that the girl tripped and fell onto his lap.
The trip and fall excuse.
While showing him an injured finger in the dark.
Ooh, that means there were fingers involved. I don't know. Like, you're trying to describe why her finger got away.
That word feels menacing in the situation.
You know?
Finger.
Yeah.
And he says that he will admit that maybe, quote, her butt may have hit my leg.
Don't even say butt, you weirdo.
It's like he's
let's get more technical.
Right. Okay, I'll give you guys something. Maybe her butt hit my leg. That, you can have that.
Is this in Queens, you said?
Where was this? Queens teacher,
let's go find him.
New York City.
Ooh, whoop, I went to school in Queens.
Let's go.
The hearing officer said that the teacher should never have let the girl sit or stand so close to him in a locked room with the door locked. And then the teacher's like,
We know.
And I can see why you would think that's wrong. And now I know that. That's why, you know, I worked at TGI Fridays. And the manual is 5 feet thick. This is why. I didn't. So you can't turn off the lights and talk to a student? What if they have a migraine?
Yeah. Can you put that in your rules of conduct?
But she rejected a Department of Education bid. Okay. So they wouldn't fire the teacher. They said like, okay, now he knows. Now, if you're a fellow teacher and you got to see this guy.
If you're the student and you got to see this
guy. Sure.
Did they move schools? Did they kick him out of the school?
Doesn't sound like he's on a different route. Future violations will result in termination. Future violations.
No, he's going to get fired after people read this. This is crazy.
He's got to, right?
How old was the kid? Because I feel like
36.
I feel like if she's a teenager, this might go somewhere else also because...
I just see high school.
Oh, yeah, that's old and... Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. There's really no talking your way out of that one.
you got to hope he's demoted to substitute and then somehow never gets any calls, you know?
You know, I used to do kids' parties, and the first company I worked for exclusively, and they would train very specifically. We were in big head costumes. You know what those are, right?
Yeah, like Dora the Explorer.
Yeah,
where you got the big head on, you got the whole furry outfit, so nobody can see where you are or who you are. And one of their policies was, do not put the kid in between your legs. You have to like close your legs, because you're... All these parents are handing you kids to take pictures. And so this is for a kid's party. Don't put the kid, while everyone's surrounding you, like, what could you possibly do, even if the kid was in between your legs weird? This guy closed, locked, turned off the lights, you know, closed and locked the door, turned off the lights, and then she was still in between his legs. Just me saying, hey, I was in between my teacher's legs today because I had a headache. Mom, that happened to you too, right, Mom?
Right.
Yeah.
That's an old country remedy, yeah.
Well, he's a biology teacher, so he knows, right?
Oh, man.
Let me show you a trick, kid.
Speaking of which, the whole sitting on Santa's lap thing, I know this is a bit of a bird walk, but I feel like the kids could sit on a bench next to Santa.
Right.
I feel like that would be just as...
face to face. You're telling him what you want for the year.
Yeah, you're in his workshop. You're sitting on the bench telling him what you want.
How's he even supposed
to... He's standing there at a safe distance.
And somehow you're both talking in the same direction. It's really supposed to register. Yeah, that is creepy to want to be a Santa Claus. That's weird.
You were a Santa Claus, Keith.
Did I want to?
Nobody wants to be Santa Claus.
I like the idea of a guy in the training montage just putting on the weight and trying to dye his beard so he can become a Santa Claus.
I really want to do this. It's my dream.
There's people that do.
Oh,
you
sure.
See, the people at the mall, they love it. They live for it. They can't wait for December to come, and not just for the money, for the perks.
This is where I make my money for the year.
Yeah.
$250.
You know. Come on. You know. Can I tell you about something, by the way?
If you were another teacher working with this guy,
uh-huh.
You'd be able to be in the teacher's lounge and not go like, no. Oh, I tripped. Oh, God.
Right.
And then just sit on his lap by accident like an asshole.
You know, maybe I would do that.
I would have to.
I'd walk in. I'd turn the light off. Sorry, guys. I have a headache. You piece of shit.
Yeah. Let me lock the door. I want to tell you something private.
All the teachers are meeting up after this and being like, can you believe it? This girl tripped and fell and landed on one of the teachers. We've got to do something about this tripping problem.
Right.
This can happen to any one of us. He had to go to court for this.
It's people pretending they're nervous about the Me Too movement, right? What if somebody trips on me?
Everyone just believes it. They're like, oh my God, people are tripping.
Yeah, there's no vibe in the whole
Velcro
school.
Velcro shoes and Velcro floors so these kids stop tripping.
There's those warning slippery when wet signs. They're in everybody's classroom.
These kids got to be wearing harnesses suspended from the ceiling. I've said it 1,000 times.
This is where why you tripping came from, that phrase.
Tripping, yeah.
What are you tripping over? Oh, I just find my teacher just like hot.
Do you go home and explain this to your family? Like, listen, what happened? No, the paper got it right. She tripped after I turned the lights off. And I could see not being able to see where you're going, so you would trip. I get that.
Well, let me ask you this. If you came home from court after this happened to your kid, would you just go, hey, kid, law is law.
Right.
And feel free to go to school now.
I'm telling you.
Teachers are locking the door behind you.
One of my students came to me with a problem after class. And yeah, I was pretty hammered. So she wanted to sit on my lap. And who am I to say no?
You don't want to reject kids too early. It'll bruise their ego.
I guess Santa Claus is an asshole. Thank you. Okay, here's what I want to tell you about Chemda.
Oh, boy.
This is what you asked for Santa Claus.
Yes.
Rothy's shoes.
Yes, yes.
Rothys. It's shoes. And you're making the world a better place. They're recycled from water bottles. And I tried wearing water bottles as shoes. Terrible. But there's something they do that makes it special.
I have a pair of these.
Of course you do. You're a human being that respects themselves.
Well, here's what's good about these shoes. Normally, I don't like these flat shoes that are narrow because I feel like it makes it enhances how thick my feet actually are. They're wider, and usually these like narrow shoes just make it look like a sausage factory or something.
Okay.
These actually slim down my feet.
They slim it down. No!
And then they don't let you fall on teachers either. They're not very slippery.
And the let me ask Andrea. Andrea, you know about these shoes.
She knows about fashion.
You wore them to a wedding.
I did. I took my big fat boat feet to a wedding. They looked thin as hell. And? Beautiful. Great. Really.
But honest, not comfortable because it's all made out of plastic.
What do I want the world? And my on my knees expecting everything? No, it was really great. I hate weddings because you're on your feet a lot, but you still have to look cute. You have to wear like the nice, you gotta clean up. And I wore these shoes. Everyone was complimenting me and like, they don't know I'm wearing sacks of shit, but it looks so fucking good.
You're wearing garbage. But are they as soft as Rothy's is claiming?
Yeah, they're so comfortable. I didn't have any blisters. I was dancing. Like, usually girls wear heels to weddings, and then by the end, the shoes are off. They're on the dance floor barefoot and stuff like that. I had them on the whole time. It was
good. That's huge.
Yeah.
And you know Andrea. She's goofy, right? She's probably dancing like an asshole. Yeah. It's the Macarena. She's throwing flips in it. And she, at the end of the day, the shoes are still on, and she's blister free. If that's
my
not telling.
Boat feet were hitting everybody when I was dancing, but it was graceful. Yeah, they are so comfortable. And also, like, a lot of the shoes that are quote-unquote comfortable, they always look like handmade and shitty. You know, I care a lot about how I look. So, you know, I don't usually buy into this demo, but it's nice to have them actually be fashionable and they are, you know, good for the environment.
Yeah, when you started wearing them for real, I'm like, okay, it's safe to wear.
Mm-hmm. I fucked the groom. He saw the shoes. He's like, I don't want to be with this woman. I want to be with that woman.
Nice. Thank you, bro.
Yeah, I got the leopard print pair. They were really cool and they have a good variety. They have like, you know, more fancy printed ones for people who like to be a little bit more daring. And then they have, you know, generic colors. It's a good range.
I love my Rothy's and I know you will too. Right now, Rothy's has an amazing deal for you. Use code KATG to get free shipping. No minimum. Free shipping, free returns, exchanges. On your Rothy's shoe, and trust me, you won't return them. That's their fucking trick. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, free returns. You're not gonna wanna. Doesn't cost us a thing, idiot.
Rothy's gets you wild.
I can't believe that I'm wild. You're today. Making the world a better place. You're mm-hmm. looking fashionable. You're feeling soft. That's amazing. Go to Rothy's.com, Rothys.com. Enter KATG to get your cute shoes and free shipping. It's a no-brainer.
You don't even have to have a brain.
The shoes are comfortable, stylish, sustainable, free shipping. Get yourself a pair today. Rothys.com. The promo code is KATG. Get this deal while it lasts. Thank you, Andrea.
You're welcome. I also wore this to your Hall of Fame induction as well. So, you know, these shoes are serious.
Extra fancy.
Yeah, very fancy. Yeah. Thank you very much.
You were in those shoes where you picked me up.
Mm-hmm.
And then
and I still looked hot as fuck.
And then picked Keith up so that he doesn't feel fat.
I like to make you guys feel good. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Lanfer is rating in. She voted no. She does not agree with Keith about people leaving movies early. The poll asked whether I'm confused by people doing that, and I'm not. A, lots of people are assholes, so of course they might leave during parts they don't care about. What? And B, sitting through the long-ass credits for a 10-second clip that is not always worth it to me, so sometimes I do it, but not always. So I didn't fuck up your science. You might just have phrased the question the way you wanted the answers to be. Why is everybody ignoring the point I'm making about when it comes to the real life people, immediately at the end, they leave? Why are we ignoring this?
He honestly was not this upset when he got divorced.
I understood that. We didn't communicate.
Why are you ignoring me?
Mermaid
Not you, sweetheart, the movie.
Mermaid saying, I disagree too. I view the pictures during the credits the same as I view the forward and appendices of books.
I read the forward on the book. I read the introduction in the books.
Why are you bringing up the credits when I just brought up the point that even without the credits, people get up and leave? Why is everyone ignoring the obvious thing I'm asking? You fuck.
The larger issue here is that people who are leaving these movies early are being disrespectful to sitting. Yes. I think sitting is important. And if you get the opportunity to do it, you paid good money for it, you shouldn't pass it up. You should sit the fuck down. I sat through Paul Blart Mall Cop in the theater. Whole movie. The entire movie.
What movie is that?
Kevin James is a security guard.
Why'd you see that?
I think my dad wanted to see it. Oh, we went and we just like sitting in the movie theater. There's air conditioning in there.
Right.
Sit down.
Yeah. Take every second you can. And then we have Mermaid and Lanfear. I see they're talking about they wouldn't leave a football game early or they wouldn't leave a concert before the encore. Kill each other. Honest to God. Because you're either fucking with me or and then there's no other option.
Encores have got to go, though. We've had enough.
We know you're going to play it. Play it.
Stop doing encores. Be done.
You know what? I used to sing, and as a singer, I hated encores, too. It was so humiliating because we would go backstage and then just wait there and then just go, well, I hope today they're going to clap more because we do have an encore. This is so stupid. And then we'd all stare at each other at a band like, now, do we go out now or do we make them yell for us more? Yeah. It felt so dumb.
This Lanfear, you know what? She's German.
And Lucy, but that being said, please encore me into the stage again.
Lucy Pohl was absolutely right about these Germans. She described them as, let's say a wallet falls out of your pocket and a fellow German sees it in Germany. They don't tell you because you should have had your wallet in further into your pocket, right?
How are you going to learn a lesson?
Excuse me, I just wanted to let you know that your wallet fell out and it is very unfortunate that you are so careless and so stupid. I have not retrieved the wallet for you, right. But... you should know this about yourself. You're a stupid and weak person.
I feel very uncomfortable all of a sudden.
You know, I wrote something on Twitter. I'm like, look at Siri fucking up again. I said, hey, Siri, tell me the score of the World Cup finals. And Siri gives me the finals from 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Now playing. Final countdown.
Right? And I go, this is what the whole world's talking about. Today's game, Siri. Get a fucking clue. And Lanfear rates me. Oh, sorry that Siri got it absolutely perfect.
Here is here is the score of your algebra final from sophomore year of high school.
The day you go on Siri's side is the day you leave my planet. Keith, you asked the robot the finals, and I'm sorry if she gave you the answer to the finals. 4 years ago, and this will be a conversation? Great point, Lanfear. A lot to think about.
I just want
now
you
playing
all-
every episode of the HBO series Vinyl.
I just want you all to know that out of the two of us, Keith is the one who's dating and fucking on a regular basis, and this is still his level of fucking
chicks
anxiety.
Chicks yelling. That's what it is.
They dig.
I'm just saying he has
that's his mating
outlet.
Call.
They dig people that make sense. And don't have to be right about bullshit they don't even agree to. Why did you keep ignoring my fucking point, but write 10 paragraphs? No shit, we have Trump. Bon appetit.
You all need to worry. If we ever go on hiatus for a little while, check in on Keith's girlfriend. He's got a lot of emotion.
Or the general public, too. This could become everyone's problem.
It's a whole world of people playing dumb. Because you already voted no, you have to stick to it and make dumb little fucking points. You heard my fucking point. You watched the movie. You cried. You fell for it. Then they showed the real pictures of the human people and you got up and left because who needs it? Fuck off.
Imagine this is the first time you met Keith.
I'm imagining our neighbors that go, they're real loud, like an hour a day.
Look, I like this.
They think the soundproof walls are helping, but they're not. They're not helping at all.
My favorite is Keith is like really just physically you're getting up, you're moving, you're loud, you're everything. Mm-hmm. You pan across for JP, he's leaning back.
Just retreating a little farther with each thing.
He's just the most chill. He's got his like smooth jazz voice. Right.
Trying to balance out with some NPR vibes. Keith's going full tent preacher over these moves.
The day somebody's defending Siri and you have a Ted Alexander going out there and marching for a better world. You're wasting your time, Ted. You're wasting your time.
Oh, I love when you're mad. See? I'm so sorry. See? It's so great. I hope you slip and fall. So you can be mad at something later.
Well, turn off the lights.
Ew!
Okay, now you done?
I am.
All right. JP McDade, you want to follow what's going on? Follow at JP underscore McDade under Instagram, his fan account. Well, they'll call you. They'll call you. The website is McDadeBaby.com, M-C-D-A-D-E baby, B-A-B-Y.com.
That's a beautiful plug.
Mm-hmm. Thank you
very
much.
Top to bottom.
All right, everybody. Don't forget YouTube. The YouTube channel will be battling one JP McDade again.
Here's the thing. I think you're the first rematch that we've had with these trailers.
Oh, let's do it. I want revenge for my last poor showing.
Oh, you were terrible last time. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't think you even said a word.
I was like,
Right.
I had nothing.
The only thing that you heard JP say is at the end, "Oh, I knew that." And then just the end of the thing. You think you'll do all right?
No. I think I'll bomb again.
All right, good luck. Catch us on YouTube. Just search for Keith and the Girl. KeithandtheGirl.com.